Are you ready for an inspiring half hour about discovering, developing, and living your greatness and building your life around what you do best? This is it. Welcome to the Greatness Zone, practical conversations to help you live a bigger, bolder, and better life. And here's your host, author, speaker, workplace, and life coach, Jay Forte.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. This is Jay Forte, living life in the Greatness Zone. A spiritual life at its best is reality-based, and we're spiritual beings living a physical life. Our connection to our spirit or our inner being is our access point to our greatness. From that place, we become aware of what our true greatness is so we can bring it to the moments of our life. Practical philosophy and practical spirituality, that's our focus here on the Greatness Zone. And tonight's practical spiritual discussion is about potential. So I love this quote by Michelangelo. He shares, "The greatest danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but it's too low and we reach it." Today we seem to be so consumed with comparing ourselves to others. Instead, what if we develop the practice to hold ourselves accountable to our potential? See, greatness isn't about being the best, it's about being our best. This week, we're blessed to share a wonderful time with Jahan Baraka, the wise spiritual teacher and founder of the Global Quantum Shift. I asked her to join us to talk about exploring and experiencing our true potential, of connecting to what is best and amazing in us and bringing that to the moments of our lives. So welcome, Jahan. I'm so glad you're here with us tonight.
Jay, I'm very grateful to be with you.
So I always like to start by having our guests share a little bit about yourself and some of the events that have kind of guided you to who you are and to the work that you do. So can I get you going right on that?
Sure. I wanted to begin by sharing what I call, there's a hadith Qudsi, which is a saying traditionally held to be an authentic statement of God, proffered by the Prophet, peace be upon him, handed down to posterity. And here's what the saying is. "I was a hidden treasure," and these are words of God, God saying, "I was a hidden treasure, and I love to be known. And therefore, I created creation that I might be known." Understanding what this means from my level of awareness, Jay, it's understanding and experiences that have allowed me to appreciate God, Source, Universe, however we wish to define this power, this force, is experiencing for me, the Source is experiencing itself through me, and that I am an extension of this divine mystery, having an experience that we call life. So there's much more to these experiences. So that's one thing. This hadith has really helped me to understand who I am at a higher level, a greater level. The second part is I've been blessed by the most loving grandmother. I call her my Mitima, which means sweet mother in our Indian language. Her eternal love and her constant presence, even though she transitioned 15 years ago, I still feel her loving energy and vibration and so present with me. Being with her through various phases and stages of my life and learning from her, being loved by her, which I felt very unconditionally, and being able to love her unconditionally and freely. All of this, for me, my beloved Mitima, is one of my sources of inspiration. And then comes another part of all these life-transforming challenges and struggles that I've endured with my health and with other parts of life, other aspects of life that I call my gifts and my blessings that have awakened me to who and what I am, my potential, consciousness, and most important, also my dharma, my calling in life. So these are a few things, and then relationships, you know, intimate relationships with family, with friends, with all these people that I come across, that I look at them as my mirrors, where they reflect to me my light and my shadow, things I love about myself and things I don't like about myself. I find them reflected, my strengths, my weaknesses. And the last thing that I would say that has guided me to where I am today is taking quiet time. I feel at heart I am a monk, and I love being in solitude. I love meditating, reflecting, contemplating, introspecting, and going within, and being present with this mystery, with this longing. And I'll end this question with a passage from Rumi, words of wisdom from Maulana Rumi, the 13th century mystical Persian poet. And he says, "When I die, I shall soar with angels. And when I die to the angels, what I shall become, you cannot even imagine." So I sit in silence and in meditation and try to imagine, what is Maulana Rumi saying? What are his timeless words of wisdom saying to me? So these are what all these various facets that encompass who and what I am and where I am in my evolution right now.
You know, and what I hear in that, Jahan, is that, you know, our life sends us what our life sends us. And there's wisdom and blessings in all of it. And the more we tune in or find ways to show up to what it's sending us, the more wisdom we see in it and that we connect to something larger. And that something larger keeps sharing greater and greater wisdom with us about us as well as our world. And so do you find that the events of life now, having this strong perspective, this ability to look at them as blessings, have guided you to yet even greater and more significant awareness?
Yes, Jay. If you would have asked me this question when I was going through my challenges and difficulties, I would have not said the same thing. My first response when I was diagnosed with an illness was, why me? You know, why me? I'm so young. How can this be happening to me? And so, but in hindsight, when I look at going through a divorce and going through, you know, a lot of these other challenges, I go, I wouldn't be who I am and where I am in my evolution today if it wasn't for all of those gifts and blessings that came disguised in pain and suffering.
Right. Right. There's a great line, I'm trying to remember it, that you're never to let go of the struggle until you see its blessing. That it's here for us if we just get used to or get more comfortable seeing that it came in a wrapper we didn't expect.
Wow, love that.
Tonight, I know we're talking a lot about potential, and it was important to hear a little bit about where life has taken you, because it's tuned you in and given you some insight about what potential is. And some of the work you do, I know, is focusing on helping people explore and experience true potential. And my opening comments were, I know that the world is loud and pushy, and it keeps telling us who we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to be and what we believe and what we drive and what, and all this stuff. And I think part of that conversation, it's trying to tell us that there are winners and losers in life, and the winners are the ones who are the best and everybody else isn't. And I'm concerned for that message, both as a parent and as a person trying to show up big to my own life and live to my potential, that sometimes others may not know it or not see it. So I know we're going to get into, in our second half of the show, for sure, what does potential mean in a larger and more spiritual way, but how are you connecting with your potential? How do we learn from someone who is figuring it out?
Before I describe how I connect, I would love to share some words of wisdom from Elizabeth Gilbert. She's the author of the New York Times bestseller, Eat, Pray, Love. I love her and I love her words and wisdom. And she writes in Eat, Pray, Love, "My thoughts turn to something I read once, something that Zen Buddhists believe. They say that an oak tree is brought into creation by two forces at the same time. Obviously, there is the acorn from which it all begins, the seed which holds all the promise and potential, which grows into a tree. Everybody can see that. But only a few can recognize that there is another force operating here as well, the future tree itself, which wants so badly to exist that it pulls the acorn into being, drawing the seedling forth with longing out of the void, guiding the evolution from nothingness to maturity. In this respect, say the Zens, it is the oak tree that creates the very acorn from which it was born."
Now, wow, I love that.
Yeah, so with that said, there are two aspects to living this path with the practical approach that you've asked me about. And for me, that requires that I honor both the acorn and this majestic oak that Liz describes in Eat, Pray, Love. So to me, that means I immerse myself, number one, in daily practices. I have 7 daily practices that I am consistent with and steadfast with. And these practices, Jay, they ground me, they center me, and they provide a strong foundation for me. And then to be more specific, this way of life for me means living my day with a clear intention. So I start my day, I write the intention at night. I wake up and I recite the intention, feel it, and I know I'm in Phetam field with this intention. And I honor my daily foundational centering practices for my body, my mind, my soul. So I have that equilibrium and balance. And then I move into my actions. I take inspired actions. However, my actions are, I'm very clear at this point in my life that they, for me, it's important that they're aligned with my higher purpose, my mission, my vision, or my dharma. So I'm not distracting myself and losing focus, time, and energy, which I consider the most precious resources. And then what I do after I do all of this, you know, my practices, my intention, my actions, I reward myself. I make sure every day I do something to reward myself, whether it's sitting with a cup of hot tea and reading a book or going to the movies, spending time with my beloved parents and family. And that's how the day unfolds in a practical sense. And so what I have found, Jay, is having absolute clarity about what I want, first and foremost, is the most important thing. And then why? You know, Simon Sinek, if you're familiar with his golden circle.
Start with why.
He says,
yeah, great book.
Yeah, we've got to know the why. Why do I want all this that I want? So not just knowing it in my mind, but also in my heart. I journal about it. I write about it. I plan my days, weeks, months, and years. I go way down a few years, so I know where I'm going. I have that clarity, laser focus. And then I use this gift and grace of imagination and visualization to access higher awareness. And that's part of my daily practice, and I do that twice a day.
Wow. So what I hear in it is the attention and intention, to quote from Deepak himself, the focus, and then in that focus to choose something specific as setting up the practice that allows you to see a clear path and then to show up as your biggest, best, and most creative self. We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about potential. This is J40. We are Living Life in the Greatness Zone today with Jahan Baraka. We're talking about exploring our true potential. Stay with us in part two. We'll be, right after the break, we'll be talking about what potential means in a larger way, and then some additional ways that Jahan can share with us on how do we connect with our own potential and live it in a really extraordinary way. So stay with us.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
You were born great. You have amazing talents, strengths, passions, and interests. Though born great, you didn't get an owner's manual to know how to discover, develop, and live your greatness. Many people never connect to what is best in them. Jay Forte's book, The Greatness Zone, and powerful workshop, Life Possibilities, share a successful process to guide you to discover and live your abilities at any age. A lifetime greatness formula. Go to thegreatnesszone.com to discover your greatness today.
Celebrate!
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers. Celebrate. Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
Hey, welcome back. This is Jay Forty. We are Living Life in the Greatness Zone. Tonight we're sharing some wonderful time with Jahan Baraka. She's the wise spiritual teacher and the founder of the Global Quantum Shift. In the first part of our show, we were talking about potential and some of the events that have guided or introduced her to hers. And just before the break, she was sharing with us some of the practical ways that she stays connected to her biggest, greatest, and best self. She had one more she wanted to offer. So, Jahan, let me pass it back to you, and let's keep going on that.
Thank you, Jay. Finally, what I do after I do all these practices and all my actions and my reward, I then surrender. I go into a practice of surrender where I give everything back to the universe with absolute love and implicit trust, knowing that the universe will grace me with the best outcome for me and the best experience for me in every graced moment. So I'm not attached to the fruits are the results of my work, of my actions.
Right. I've heard it explained. A friend of mine says the universe is conspiring for our benefit. And to trust that, to know that, allows us to let go and not feel like we have to move all the pieces, but rather to be available to where we get moved, knowing and believing that we'll show up in our biggest and best way. I'd like to shift this a little bit to talk about the word potential. And I know, you know, a lot of us talk about potential, the word gets thrown around, and I wondered if you had a perspective about it that is either different or larger than the one that we talk about. You know, potential, you know, are we living to our potential in our job and our potential in our marriage? Or is that the potential that we're still talking about?
I would like to answer this more from an Eastern perspective, and I'm going to quote Patanjali, who is the author of the Yoga Sutras, and these were written sometime in the 2nd century before Christ. And this is what Patanjali says. He says, when you are inspired by some great purpose, some extraordinary project, all your thoughts break their bonds. Your mind transcends limitations. Your consciousness expands in every direction, and you find yourself in a new, great, and wonderful world. Here's the powerful part of the statement also. Dormant forces, faculties, and talents become alive, and you discover yourself to be a greater person by far than you ever dreamt yourself to be. So from my experience, the value in connecting with our potential, Jay, means honoring one's sacred contract, or as Panache Desai would say, one's soul's signature. And my experience is that each soul has this contract with Source, with God, with the universe. And by honoring the sacred contract, for me, what I love and appreciate is the joy that I feel and the peace that comes from living life, knowing that we're always in a state of expansion and co-creation, honoring our calling or our purpose. And I feel that all of this is encoded in us. It's inside of us. And it's for us to align with it, to bring ourselves into alignment. And then I also think of the statement, how it's important not to die with our music still inside of us, not to die with regrets.
Right. You know, I love the way that you shared that. The two things come to mind, and I wanted to share this with you to see what your perspective was. So I teach at a college, and one of the things that we're trying to help incoming freshmen learn, now it's under the guise of entrepreneurship, it's a business course, but it is and it isn't. that the way to find an idea in today's world is to be aware of yourself and aware of that world. And the more aware of yourself you become, the more you look into what your contract is. You know, what am I here to do? What gifts do I have, and how might I bring them to a world? You know, there's a wonderful quote by Buckminster Fuller, and we use it with the kids, and I call them kids, and it goes like this: what is it on the planet that needs doing that I know something about that probably won't happen unless I take responsibility for it? And to me, that's about purpose and potential, about watching the world with an eye that says, something here is for me, and I will only see it if I'm clear enough about who I am and where I am. And if I could do that, then I might be able to, or then I do have the means to show up and step up and be part of what it is that I'm here to do.
Exactly. And I love the quote. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, it's a long one. But it does a very good job, I thought, of helping bring the, this is what I, what in my mind anyway, of connecting the spiritual to the, you know, the reality of life, that there is a requirement that we are self-aware enough in order to look at ourselves and our world and determine how we bring what is unique and remarkable about us, and that we shortchange the world and we shortchange ourselves if we don't do that. And to me, that's another way of looking at potential. John, what are some of the ways, and I know you teach and coach, what are some of the ways you help people discover and live potential if they can't or haven't done it yet?
I ask them to take a journal and allow themselves some quiet time and to reflect upon these four questions and journal the answers. And these questions come from the Vedic tradition. First question is, ask yourself, what do I absolutely love to be, love to do, and love to have? Second question, what are my innate talents, skills, and gifts? Third question, how can I serve the needs of humanity and or the environment with the response that I have, the answers that I have to questions one and two? And the last question, what legacy do I desire to leave behind for future generations? And my invitation is, look at four generations or more ahead.
Four, okay.
Yeah. So once you have some clarity from answering these four questions, begin now, today, and take inspired action that honors your authentic self. Take one step, and you know how Paulo Coelho writes in The Alchemist, when you are clear about what you want, the whole universe conspires to help you achieve it.
That's right. Yeah, and I find one of our challenges is clarity. And I love the questions because their intention is to turn the light on so that we're clear about ourselves and our place in our world.
Correct.
When you ask these questions, you find that people are open to this work, or do they are they reluctant or challenged by it?
No, I find they're open to the work, but however, this is a daily practice. Life is a daily practice, and what I find in my experience, those who are ready and willing will totally immerse themselves in this work and will move towards honoring their calling. And then there are people who, you know, want to come and visit. Those are, you know, it's like going to a seminar. I feel really good. I remember maybe 20% of it, but I go back to my old habits again.
Yeah.
You know, and those right. are those. There are others who will live, you know, what they learn and apply those tools.
Right. It's truly about developing that habit.
Correct.
Jahan, how can our listeners learn more about you, the things that you teach, and how to be in touch with you?
At this point, the best way is to connect with me via Facebook or Twitter. Next month, by the end of April, my website will be up. It's going to be a beautiful place that I call my sacred space, and it's a place where I want people to come and visit me in this virtual home and portal. And it'll be, the URL link is jihanbaraka.com.
J-I-H-A-N.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's fine. It's jihanbaraka.com.
You'll be able to click to the links in order to find Jahan when you click on the Vivid Life website. So, Jahan, thank you so much for this wisdom, for the gems and the pearls that you've shared. It's a part of the journey for all of us, and there are teachers among us, and thank you for being one of them.
Thank you very much, Jay, and thank you to all your listeners.
Next week, we connect with the fermenting guru and Hay House author Donna Schwenk as we talk about how feeding ourselves wisely creates our ability to show up as our greatest, best, and most significant selves. Do you care for yourself physically the way you work to care for yourself spiritually? Her amazing story and wisdom will change how you eat. Be sure to join us. This is Jay Forty, living life in the Greatness Zone.
Thanks for listening to The Greatness Zone on vividlife.me, a show committed to helping you discover and live your greatness. Tune in each week as we continue to share practical ways to help you live a bigger, bolder, and better life. To know yourself, find your fit, and transform our world. You were born great. You have amazing talents, strengths, passions, and interests. Though born great, you didn't get an owner's manual to know how to discover, develop, and live your greatness. Many people never connect to what is best in them. Jay Forte's book, The Greatness Zone, and powerful workshop, Life Possibilities, share a successful process to guide you to discover and live your abilities at any age. A lifetime greatness formula. Go to thegreatnesszone.com to discover your greatness today.
Celebrate!
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers. Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me, that's vividlife.me, for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.